Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody. Back in Better Than Ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and welcome back to another fantastic edition of the Ron Kelly Show. Happy New Year, everybody. It's Tuesday, January 3rd, 2017. Brand new year to look forward to, and I wish everybody all the best. Glad to have you back. We're absolutely packed for the hour. Lots to talk about today, so let's get right to it. Oh, you know what? I almost forgot. Janet Jackson allegedly had a baby today. Yeah. You know, now the first thing that's going to come out of everybody's mouths is that Janet Jackson already had a baby years ago. This is the story. That Janet Jackson had a baby years ago. That's been going on for years, that same story. So, although they're saying it's Janet Jackson's first baby, a lot of people are going to be saying that this is Janet Jackson's second baby. Well, anyway, congratulations to Janet and her husband, billionaire, Saudi Arab billionaire, whatever his name is. So congratulations to Janet Jackson for having a baby or another baby, however you want to put it. All right, everybody. Shouts out to my peoples at the gym, Platinum Fitness in Verona, New Jersey, where I usually go. For my, I'm telling to myself where I usually go for my, to my gym thing. And there was a lot of people there, you know, and good for you. You know, those of you who made a New Year's resolution to go to the gym, it's not always a good thing to do that, but you know what, to make a decision to take care, better care of yourself, you know, is a good thing. So, you know, I know I joked a little bit about people not making it past February, and the reality of it is most people don't. But, you know, for those who are trying, those people who are trying to go to the gym for the first time, you know, welcome, and hopefully you can keep it up. I've been doing it for a while, and I say the best thing I can tell you is don't go more than you can handle. You know, because going to the gym every day is unrealistic, especially when you get in your 30s, late 30s, early 40s and 50s and so on. Going to the gym every day is not a good idea. Especially if you work and children, family, and that type of stuff. So just go at your own pace. Stay in your lane. You don't have to go every day. All right. So and once again, congratulations, Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson allegedly had a baby today. All right. You know, Obama said that he can beat Donald. He could have beat Donald Trump if he would have stayed and if he was able to run again. Now, you know, I don't even think the Obama, President Obama, even believes that because. You know, I think because now the President Obama did campaign with Hillary. And so did Mrs. Obama, and Hillary lost anyway. So I doubt seriously if President Obama could have won, even though the President Obama says he could have won against Trump. But I doubt very highly if he could have done that. You know, and I was insulted by Hillary Clinton's campaign. I need to let everybody know that. And I know the election is over. It was last year, a couple months ago, et cetera, et cetera. But I was insulted by Hillary Clinton's campaign because she trotted out, LeBron and Beyonce, Katy Perry, Bruce Springsteen. I mean, what does that say? You know, what does that say about why I should vote for you? You know, it says nothing. You know, but she trotted out these people with the dog and pony show, thinking that was going to get everybody to vote for her. And she was very wrong. And I was highly insulted by that because I think that Hillary Clinton should have came at us a little bit better with some kind of message rather than just bringing out LeBron and Jay-Z and Beyonce and Katy Perry, Lady Gaga and all of these people. I mean, where's the message? You know, there's a lot going on in this country, Hillary Clinton. So where's the message? You know, by the way, I'm hearing that Hillary and Bill will be attending Trump's inauguration in 17 days. Exactly. So big deal. But anyway, I was insulted by that, you know, that Hillary didn't have a message. And that's why she lost, because she didn't have a message. There was no message. You know, I want to hear, you know, lower taxes. That's number one on my list, lower taxes. I pay a lot of taxes every year. And every year, I haven't seen a refund check in years, you know, because I don't have a whole lot of, you know, deductions besides radio show and some other things. So, you know, I don't have any young kids. Well, I do, but the mothers are getting they scoff at me on that. So there's nothing I can do about that. But I wanted to hear a message, and Hillary Clinton did have a message, and that's why she lost. You know, that's why she lost. Anyway, a little bit later on in the show, we'll talk about what's going on in the black community, because the truth is not being told, you know, ladies and gentlemen. The truth is not being told. And, you know, I'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. But let me start with this. You know, Chicago, Illinois. Now, Chicago is just one town in Illinois. Chicago, the Obama headquarters, where President-elect Obama had his offices. And, you know, President Obama has a deep connection to Chicago. And this year, almost 800 people died in Chicago. 800 people. 800 people. Can you imagine that? 800 people just about died in Chicago last year. You know, 99% of them from gun violence. And a lot of violence took place in the black community. 75%. It's got to be higher. I don't believe it's 75%. 75% of the people who died in Chicago last year were black. Black folks, black people like me and any other black people who might be watching or listening to the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, and I believe starting next week we'll be on Gyroscope Radio. Yeah, and thank you, Darren, who's watching the program. Yeah, and young kids too died. Now, what was now? Black Lives Matter. I mean, you know, I think that let me you see, the truth is not being told to black folks. You know, we have people out here who, you know, we have this Wheels Shall Not Be Moved march that's being held by the Reverend Al Sharpton. I respect Reverend Al and what he's trying to do, but I mean, but come on. The We Shall Not Be Moved march supposed to be going down 5 days before the inauguration. Now, we may not be moved, but we can't move what's about to happen. You know, Trump is the president, so everybody might as well get over it. Trump is the president, the Electoral College has spoken, and nothing's going to change. Trump is the president. He's the person we have to deal with from now on. For the next 4 years, Trump is going to be president. So any of you out here who didn't vote, well, shame on you. You know, especially in the areas, you know, Michigan, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Ohio, some of these places, Florida, where Trump, you know, didn't necessarily turn the states red, but folks just voted for him. So we have 700 people. This is just in Chicago. Now imagine what it is nationwide in the urban areas: Los Angeles, St. Louis, you know, Minneapolis, New York, Newark, New Jersey, Tampa, Miami. Imagine what the total. But we haven't got the numbers in yet because it's early. It's only the 3rd of January, so the total numbers haven't come in yet. But I would bet that thousands of black folks have died at the hands of other black folks in these United States of America. Now, we talk about the Black Lives Matter movement and these people, you know, and Reverend Al Sharpton with the We Shall Not Be Moved marching on Washington. I've said it a couple weeks ago that, you know, when the Constitution was being written, we weren't people. See, some of y'all need to understand that, because we see these videos on Facebook and such, you know, where black folks are being disrespected. I saw one yesterday where a young black girl was being held in a headlock by a white man, allegedly a security guard at a Macy's, told them they didn't belong there. And time after time, day after day, you see these videos on Facebook with black folks being disrespected, you know, some getting killed by police officers, you know. And I have to say, I'm a police supporter. I support the good ones, because what would we do without them? So it's bad in everything. But what are these? What are, now we? What's are we doing to stop the murders that are taking place in the black community. I mean, what are we doing? Not improving. Well, yeah, that too. You know, I was always, thank you, Darren. Darren, who's watching this show on Facebook Live, you know, I always thought that, you know, that I didn't think that it was proper that we should have to be taught how to respond to the police. I'm like, wait a minute, we're like anybody else. But you know what? We're not like anybody else. The black folks are not like anybody else. You know, we're not considered like anybody else. Because with the Constitution of the United States of America, and some of you, and I've read the Constitution, the whole thing. And the Constitution, and I said this a couple of shows ago, maybe last week I might have mentioned it when I was on the air, that the phone number here is 646-668-2838. Somebody told me I need to start saying it. The call-in number is 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. Now, if you call into the program, you won't be able to be – you won't be heard on Facebook Live, but you'll be heard on the station, the blogtalkradio.com, and Gyroscope Radio, the other station, the syndicated Ron Kelly show. So, you know, now these – now – okay, review the stats. All right, somebody sending me a text. Somebody sending me an email. Now, you know, what are these organizations doing for you know, to stop the killings in the black community? What's being done to stop this? You know, I don't see Black Lives Matter marching through, you know, Rosa Parks in Patterson or Avon Avenue in Newark. You know, I can go on and on. Baisley Park Boulevard in Queens. I don't see anybody marching around there. And this is where they need to start marching, because the truth is not being told. You know, and people email me and people, you know, send messages to me, hate mail and all the stuff that I get because I'm trying to tell the truth. And I am telling the truth. And people don't like what I say, but that's fine. But the truth has to be told. And we're not, you know, we have folks in our community who are, you know, black folks who are giving us the Kool-Aid. Elected officials and these so-called black scholars and some of these other people who are, you know, who are profiting from this message of blindness that black folks are being given. You know, there's no Messiah coming. Barack Obama has 17 days left, and he's out. So we might as well just get used to that. And Trump is the president, and that's it. So but back to what I was saying about the Constitution. Now, when the Constitution was being written, it wasn't being written with black folks in mind. See, people have to start understanding that when the Constitution of the United States of America was written, it wasn't written with you, and if you're African American, because I mean, there were many Latinos in America 200 years ago, but you were not thought of. The Constitution wasn't written for black people, because at the time, I believe when they were doing a district thing, because the population of an area decides how many congressmen or senators, whatever, that you get. And that's why there's so many congressmen in New Jersey, for example, the most highly populated state in the country. Black folks were not even considered to be people. So when the Constitution was written, it wasn't written with us. Now, yeah, there's been some amendments, but amendments are not going to – see, we don't really have any rights. I mean, not that we don't want them or we don't, you know, we shouldn't have them. When the amendments were written, like the Voting Rights Act, I was alive when the Voting Rights Act, I was a baby, but I was alive when the Voting Rights Act was enacted. And I'm still kind of a young guy, you know, relatively speaking. And I was alive when the Voting Rights Act was written. So when I was alive, when we had to, when I was a little baby, my mother probably, I had to go to the, to another, I probably had to go to another, I couldn't drink at a certain fountain, because I mean, yeah, I was a baby, but still. I think we have a call on the line. Ron Kelly Show, who's calling? Hello? Hello? Ron Kelly Show, who's calling? All right, we'll get back to that person. Somebody, I'll just cut him off. It looks like somebody was trying to call into the program. 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. It's about 15 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Radio Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you, Dan. No, we don't throw the Constitution away. Thank you, all those of you who are watching on Facebook Live. I really can't see how many people are here, but thank you, those who are indulging in the Ron Kelly Show. No, we don't throw the Constitution away, Darren. But see, we have to begin to understand that, you know, the Constitution wasn't written for black folks. It wasn't written for us. Ron Kelly Show, hello.
I'm just listening, bro. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, brother. What's your name? Where are you calling from, by the way, if I can ask?
I'm Caleb. Caleb, Detroit.
Oh, Detroit. Oh, cool. All right. Motor City is in the house. All right, everybody. Motor City's in the house. All right. Yeah. So, blogtalkradio.com is the website where you can access the show. Now, but see, now, the Constitution was written for black folks. See, we get all bent out of shape. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't get bent out of shape. We should get bent out of shape when these things happen. But see, the Constitution wasn't written for black folks. They had the right. They had to write us in. They had to pencil us into the Constitution. Oh, let's let black people vote. Voting Rights Act. The Civil Rights Act. They had to, and this wasn't a long time ago. This was like in most of our lifetimes. I mean, we might have been babies at the time, but they had to pencil us into the Constitution. We weren't a part of this country when the United States of America was formed, when the so-called founding fathers put this country together. We weren't a part of this country. We were slaves. We didn't mean we were like cattle. We were property. You know, the property doesn't have rights. So when the United States of America was formed, and these great so-called leaders, George Washington and Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, they all owned slaves, all of them. George Washington, the father of our country, the father of our country owned slaves. You know, see, y'all, people, black folks need to understand that this country wasn't made for us. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, now America, now I don't want to live anywhere else either now. I'll tell you that too. I don't want to live anywhere else. Despite all the problems we have in America, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. And this is probably the best country in the world in regards to opportunities and things of that nature. Yes, indeed. But America wasn't made for us. So you shouldn't be surprised that these things that are happening. And see, you can't legislate morality. You can't legislate equality, because people are going to think what they're going to think anyway. People are going to think what they want to think anyway. Look what happened with Trump. Now, when Trump started running and was talking and nonsense, he was talking. These folks weren't just created. They were around a long time. They were sitting in the background and they were waiting. They got their Messiah before we got ours, because Trump is the Messiah for the alt-right, for the anti-minority, not just black folks, but everybody. Take our country back, make America great again. We know what that means. Those are buzzwords for, you know, let's get rid of them. That's what that means. So we need to understand, as black folks, we need to understand that we have to get ourselves together. We have to come together. I know for a lot of us it seems it's impossible. I even think sometimes it is not even possible. But the country wasn't made for us. So this is why we go through what we go through today, with black folks getting disrespected, killed, redlining, glass ceilings, walls, all these things put up in front of us, because the country, we're like, even though we're here, but we weren't, it wasn't made for us. The United States of America wasn't made with us in mind. It wasn't, the laws weren't written with black folks in mind. That's why we go through what we go through in this country. And by us, you know, killing each other and folks telling us, you know, by black folks being, you know, antisocial amongst each other, it's killing us. And then we're killing each other on top of that. But I see it's I got to take a quick break, everybody. So we'll take a quick break, right? And when we come back, we'll talk more about this. We talk about Trump. We'll talk about Black Lives Matter. We'll talk about what's going on in the black community and everything else that's trending on social media and all that good stuff. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can know what I plan to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com every Tuesday, 8 p.m. And I believe next week, if I'm not mistaken, we will be going on to Gyroscope Radio, and I'll be broadcasting live from there as well. So thank you, everybody. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. Happy New Year. Make it count because, you know, because people, time waits for no one, and people are dying all over the place. And so definitely seize the moment, seize your dream, do whatever it is that you plan to do, you know, in this lifetime. All right, everybody, welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, so Ron Kelly Show is on Facebook. It's at the Ron Kelly Show. On Twitter, it's R. Kelly Show. And on Instagram, it's Radio Man 2. So you can get at me on all the social medias. Now, Snapchat, I'm not, you know, I'm just on the most important ones. But anyway, welcome back. To the Ron Kelly Show. 762 people in Chicago murdered. 762 people. 762 people murdered in Chicago. Over 4,000 assaults and serious injuries. 4,000. I mean, come on. Give me a break. And these are black folks. These are not, you know, there might be a token Hispanic in there somewhere, but these are black folks who are getting killed by each other, and nobody's talking about it. It's like blinders, you know, I don't want to see that. Let's go to Washington and look, there is nothing that we're going to be able to do to change the course of this country the way we're trying to do it. It's not going to happen. And we got to start – see, we have to change the narrative, because the narrative has been the white man this and the white man that, the white man the other. You know, and I thought about that for a second. So I said, okay, I live in an apartment building. Who owns it? A white man. You know, I have a decent job. Who runs it? The white man. Bought a new car. Who did I borrow the money from? The white man. You know, so there's no avoiding the white man. If you want to have something, there's no avoiding the white man. You know, we talk about, you know, boycotts and all this stuff. I mean, give me a break. Nobody, I mean, we have that same conversation every year. And look, and I'm not here to kick our back in. I love my people, and I hope for the best for us. But we have to change the narrative about how we deal with the world, you know, and in general. And we talk about these boycotts. I mean, come on, give me a break. White black folks like to shop. You know, black folks like to shop. You know, and I don't think anybody's going to stop shopping to you know, because it's going to change anything. But folks ain't going to stop shopping. You know, and we see, because in order to have a boycott, it takes unity. It takes unity to have a boycott. And there's just no unity in a community. You know, thank you to the brother who just called, who's listening to the program in Detroit. Detroit, Michigan, in the house, in the Ron Kelly Show. And we have people, we have leaders, we have black leaders who are profiting with television shows and radio shows, allowing themselves to be distracted and giving us this message of dope instead of the message of hope. Ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, as black people, we need to be focusing on ourselves. You know, I grew up in Jersey City, for example. There's a street on Jersey City, Newark Avenue. There's about four or five blocks, all Indian people. Indian stores everywhere. They just took over the neighborhood. You know, see, when certain ethnic groups take over the neighborhood, good things happen in that neighborhood. Good things. You know, because they all, there's stores where there's video. I mean, everything that any one of them would need, there's a store there for it. So they all turn their money circulates throughout the community. They say in the Jewish community, the money circulates 10, 12, 15 times. In the black community, the money doesn't circulate at all. It goes right out the door. Right out the door. The money, because black folks don't share commerce with each other, and we dress up every year with these Kwanzaa outfits on. And shout out to the people who I know who've done it. You know, shout out to the folks I know who celebrate Kwanzaa. But what happens after Kwanzaa? Ron Kelly Show, how are you?
Good evening, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing well, my brother. Hey, what's up, my brother? You listen. You can't. I know you probably on Facebook Live. But you can't. You know. I can hear you, but nobody else who's watching can hear you.
Facebook
My audience can hear you, brother. Go ahead. What do you have to say on this?
No, I was kind of listening, and I see where you're going. And my observation.
Okay.
Is,
okay.
You know, I know everybody throws around economic development. Things of that nature.
Right.
We still have yet to gain any sort of stronghold economically to be able to anchor ourselves down in our respective communities. Even if we do open up stores, we still have to go to others for our supplies. And in doing that, we pay a higher price distribution, wholesale prices, transportation. All of those costs are much higher because we're not buying it in volumes that other respectives are.
Yeah, and, you know, and I see where you're going with that, brother. Everybody, I'm talking to Darren. Calling in from North New Jersey area. Everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to my LinkedIns and everybody else, Twitter's kingdom that I listen to the program right now. You know, see, but and I understand what you're saying, Darren, that we'd have to pay probably. Well, see, it depends on the volume, because you're going to pay whatever you buy, you're going to pay. You know, so if black folks set up shop in the black community, you still have to pay. Now, it depends on how much you buy. The more you buy, the less you pay. Like a company like Walmart, for example, now Walmart is a mega $1 billion monster, you know, but when they buy, you know, yeah, but they buy stuff, they don't pay. Yeah, Ron, I know you can't hear Darren. I know you can't hear him. You know, I have to do something about that. because I don't usually open the phone lines to people. No, I was because somebody else, Ron Hicks, is watching on Facebook Live. I know you can't hear him, but what he's saying is that if black folks set up shop with each other like we should be doing, we would have to pay, X amount of dollars for our goods and services. But that's what we have to do. You know, this is what we have to do. Thank you, Darren, for calling into the program. That's what we have to do. We got to spend money. You know, you spend money to make money, and we would have to buy these goods and services. You know, and it doesn't have to necessarily be like dollar stores. See, because I'm so sick of dollar stores. You know what good dollar stores is? Dollar General. That's a good dollar store. Because you know what? It's not a dollar store. Dollar General is not a dollar store. There's very few things in there that cost a dollar. Now, are those things discounted? Yes, they are. But there's very few things in there that cost a dollar. You know? So, yeah, we do have to spend money. We're being sold a dream by our own black leaders. See, because Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was dangerous to the white people. He was dangerous. You know what I'm saying? They had to kill Martin Luther King because Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was dangerous. He was considered a danger to the United States of America. And I don't want to start accusing people, but we know what happened to Dr. Martin Luther King. He was assassinated, and it wasn't an accident. You know, he was killed. It was a calculated, President Kennedy was killed because he was apathetic. He was sympathetic to the downtrodden. Let me put it like that. In this country, that's why he was killed. You know, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was killed because he was considered, thank you, Darren, he was considered to be a troublemaker. That's why Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was killed. But nobody's going to kill Reverend Al Sharpton. Nobody's going to kill Jesse Jackson. Nobody's going to kill any of these so-called black scholars who are ego-driven mostly and want to speak, you know. It functions and be held in high regard. And the message is still the same. Roland Martin and all these people who are focusing on changing the outside. But see, you can't make somebody else cut their grass when your lawn is all jacked up. You know what I'm saying? And the focus is being put on other things. You can march to Washington all you want. We marched on Washington already. What happened? They killed Dr. Martin Luther King. We marched across the bridges. You know, I'm not saying that we shouldn't do anything, but we need to focus on things that's going to make a difference. And marching ain't going to make no damn difference. The people don't care if we march. They don't care. They don't give a rip what we do. Because they marching. Oh, they'll stop. And we do. When somebody gets killed by a police officer, they tear up their own neighborhood. You know, tear up the Walgreens, only Walgreens within a 50-mile radius, and they burned it to the ground, or CBS, whatever it was, when it happened in Baltimore with the Freddie Gray situation. You know. Looting, yeah. And I mean, give me a break. Looting, what you looting for? You know, see, because we have opportunists in our community. We have people who we have opportunists who all they want to do is steal stuff. They don't give a damn about what happened. They just want to steal stuff. You know, break into a liquor store. What does breaking into a liquor store have to do with social justice? Nothing. But you want to run it in a case of Colt 45 or the case of 40s or something. What the hell does that have to do with social justice? Nothing. So I think that, and again, I love my people. I've done a lot of work in the black community. I've hosted seminars. I've done the Stop the Violence. I've hosted hosted forums for Stop the Violence. I've done a lot of work. The Ron Kelly Show has done a lot of work in the black community over the years. I have something hanging on my wall, a proclamation from the city of Patterson that I got 12 years ago when some of these people you never even heard of were council people, who you didn't even know who they were if you looked at it. So the Ron Kelly Show has been very active, so it's not like I haven't been doing anything, but we need to change the narrative. We need to stop focusing on the outside, and we need to focus on the inside. We need to march on Rosa Parks, march on Avon Avenue, Clinton Avenue in Newark, Baisley Park Boulevard, or Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn. That's where we need to be marching to try to get to stop that violence, because there's not going to be any of us left. If there's not going to be no black folks left, we're going to extinct ourselves. You know, so people are profiting with these radio shows and these television shows, and we're drinking the Kool-Aid, and people are telling us stuff and leading us down the wrong path. You know, these folks who are, you know, on TV, on the radio, they're marching. What are we marching for? What? It's not going to change nothing. White people, half of the Congress are millionaires and billionaires. They don't give a damn how many miles you march. They're going to do what they're going to do anyway. And there ain't nothing that we can do by focusing on them. We need to focus on ourselves, because it's not just about economic power. I mean, they take a look at the black community. They look at, you know, say somebody drives up Broadway, for example. Just look at those Negroes hanging in front of the chicken joint. Ain't doing nothing. And you can't tell me you can't stop what you're doing. You can't tell me you can't stop doing drugs. You can't tell me you can't stop drinking. And that's not the problem with the black community, period. But when you drive up some of these areas, you go up Springfield Avenue in Newark and some of these other places, you see people just standing around. Just standing around. You know, see, this is what the powers that be see when they look at black folks. They look, well, they ain't trying to do nothing no way. They're tearing up their neighborhood. They're killing each other. Why should we do anything for them? Are they wrong? You know? Are they wrong? I gotta go to break in a minute. I'm gonna change the subject. I don't want to mean to beat on our people, but we need to wake up. You know, stop listening to some of these so-called civil rights activists. We need to let them. You know, we need to change the narrative. We need to change the narrative. We're gonna talk a little bit more about what's going on in the world today. We'll continue to take folks' phone calls. It's 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on gyroscoperadio.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly B. LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can know what I plan to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh, yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. And next week, it'll be on gyroscoperadio.com as well. And 2017 is going to be a big year for the Ron Kelly Show. I can assure you that. You know, Sirius and some other things are in the works. And, shout out to former Patterson First Ward Councilman Anthony Ebony Davis, who will be a guest on the Ron Kelly Show. We're trying to put it together. We're trying to put that together. But our former Patterson First Ward Councilman Anthony Ebony Davis will be a guest right here on the Ron Kelly Show. All right, everybody, welcome back. Happy New Year once again. Shout out to my gym folks and, you know, and my motorcycle peeps. And I'm so sick of people telling me, oh, it's so dangerous. Going out on the street is dangerous. You know, driving to work is dangerous. People driving on the wrong side of the street, just death and destruction all over the place as far as the highways and byways are concerned. You know, so when it's your time, it's your time. But I love my motorcycle, and I can't wait until it gets warm again, because I will be riding my motorcycle. All right, everybody, it's about 18 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's the Ron Kelly Show every Tuesday, 9 p.m., 8 p.m., I should say, right here on blogtalkradio.com and, of course, on Gyroscope Radio as well. You can go to the website, gyroscoperadio.com. I'll be on there. I believe it'll be next week, January 10th. So look for me. gyroscoperadio.com. All right, everybody. Chicago. I don't mean to focus on Chicago. I just want to say this real quick. Chicago, it's the deadliest year in two decades. And this is just Chicago. Now, imagine what else happened to all the rest of the country. 762 murders. 760. I mean, that's astronomical. 762 murders. 3,550 shooting incidents, 4,331 shooting victims. I mean, and this murder rate now in 2015 there were 480 murders, so it nearly doubled. As a matter of fact, 480, it's a lot more than what it was in 2015. It's about 200 and some odd murders more than it was. I mean, ridiculous. 4,300 shooting victims. I mean, and mostly black folks. And meanwhile, we're marching on Washington when we're getting slaughtered in our own communities. And we need to stop that. Anyway, so Trump is the president. You know, everybody needs to get over it. He's the president. That's it. There's no changing that. Trump is the president. You know. And you see, Trump, you know, I just don't understand how, I'm not talking about so-called, quote-unquote, smart people, white folks, who are, you know, saying he's brilliant, Trump is brilliant. You know, and he, imagine Obama did what Trump did. Imagine what people would be saying about Obama, what they're not already saying about President Obama. You know, and see, and speaking of Obama, there's a lot of people who are disappointed with the president because I think that everybody had expectations of what the president might do once he came into office. And the president didn't do anything. A lot of folks were rubbing their hands together because they thought they were going to get those reparations. There ain't going to be no reparations. There's not going to be any reparations. If we haven't gotten them by now, they ain't coming. You know what I'm saying? My suggestion for reparations was if you were born before the Civil Rights Act, then you should get reparations. Everybody else don't get nothing. That was my formula for this, for That was my formula for reparations. If reparations were ever going to come, only the people who were born before the Civil Rights Act. So anybody who's 52 or older would get reparations. Nobody else would. That was my formula for reparations, which nobody listened to. But yeah, reparations are not coming. So here we have Trump.
Thanks.
And you know, Trump has said some of the most outrageous things that you know any president has ever said. Yeah, reparations are not coming. Sorry, they're not coming. We're not going to get reparations. It's not going to happen. Not in our lifetimes, anyway. So, and Ron Hicks, yeah, we do have to excuse everybody. I'm going to go off the track here for a minute. Yeah, we do have to. The Japanese, when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor in 1945, I believe it was, Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. And so the United States of America decided that they would jail all Japanese people. Speaking of reparations, jail all Japanese people, put them in prison or internment camps. Because they weren't in prison. They just rounded them up without any, just round them up and put them somewhere. And those Japanese, when they were released, got $25,000 piece for their trouble. Because the United States of America decided to round up all the Japanese people when the Japs, well, I'm going to say the Japs, but that's a racial slang, a racial slur, actually. Apologize for that. The Japanese people were given money when they were released from the internment camps back in 1945. But the black folks are not going to get any money. I don't know if you got to figure who, if they gave out reparations, I mean, the car companies would love it. The jewelry stores, the shoe stores, because what would our people buy? Most of our people buy with reparations stuff. You know what I'm saying? It would be, I mean, the Macy's and JCPenney in the store, they would be slobbering. You know, see, but black folks, black folks, that's right, Lamont. Black folks, Lamont Gates, the unflappable one who I've done radio with in the past. I haven't really gone through my repertoire here, but the United States of America, even the Japanese people got money, but black folks didn't get no money because the country is not made for us. We were brought here to be servants, and that's all. So when the Constitution, I said this at the top of the show, so when the Constitution of the United States was written by the founding fathers, George Washington, Jefferson, Ben Franklin, all of these heroes to most people, heroes to the alt-right and some of these other people, there's no mention of black folks in the Constitution, only about what we're equal to, a cow, a lamb, you know, a pig, or whatever they got on the farm. Black folks in the Constitution were equal to farm animals. Black folks were not even people. Black folks were property. When the Constitution of the United States, United States of America was written, black folks were property. So this country was not designed for us, and this is why we have so much trouble here, because the country is not designed for us. They made amendments. I apologize for being repetitive or redundant, however you want to say it, but y'all keep bringing me back to this. I said I was going to ignore that screen and Facebook Live, but I can't do that. Anyway, the country was not built for us in mind. Now, if the Constitution was written where everybody will be equal, because it was written for everybody to be equal, everybody except for us, the country was equal. You see what I'm saying? Now, when they saw the need with Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King came on the scene, they saw the need to make amendments to the Constitution. So okay, because there was a time where we couldn't vote in the 50s. I mean, in the 60s, we couldn't vote. 1961, 62, we couldn't vote. Still have trouble voting in 2017. But in the 60s, black folks were not, and this isn't that long ago. See, that's what people need to understand, that it wasn't that long ago. It wasn't that long ago. And Darren, you're right, the country has moved far away from its founding. But it wasn't that long ago that black folks could not even vote. It wasn't that long ago. You know, I mean, somebody like Lamont, who's like in his early, I think Lamont's around 30-something. I mean, we already had the Voting Rights Act, you know, post Mr. Gates. But for some of the rest of us, you weren't allowed to vote at that time. Black and white drinking fountains, and you couldn't sit at the lunch counter at Woolworths. And we're not talking like 100 years ago. We're talking about 4 or 5 decades ago, not that long ago. So America hasn't adjusted to us yet. And you can't legislate equality. Yeah, I know you are, Lamont. Yeah, I know. You're creeping, though, but you're still in your 30s, so enjoy it. But see, you can't tell you can't tell an anti-Semite to love a Jew. You can't write that into the Constitution. You can't make a person who doesn't like black people suddenly. You can't make an amendment that's going to magically sweep away racism. And it's not going to happen. So even though we have these amendments don't mean jack to some of these people. That's why black folks still get treated the way we do. That's why we still get killed by police. And I know police officers, and I have aspirations to be a law enforcement officer, because we can't change it from the outside. We have to change it from the inside. We can't change it from the outside. So, but this is a lot of people just hate black folks, period. There's a lot of white folks. We saw it when Trump started running. How white folks came out of the woodwork like, oh, God, it's all right to punch a black man in the face at a political rally, which was done. You know, yeah. It's all right to do some of these things. It's all right to shoot a black person who doesn't have a weapon. Because what happens is they stack the jury. The criminal justice system in this country is highly manipulative, because you can stack the jury. They stacked the jury in the Michael Slagle case, who we saw clearly that he shot the man in the back 6 times while he was running away, and the jury was hung. Hung jury. I mean, really? Because somehow or another, they wound up with 10 white people on the jury and only 2 black folks. Now, I'm not, you know, I'm not anti-white or anything like that. I'm not a closet Black Panther or nothing like that. I think that, you know, I respect people as long as they respect me. But see, this is why these things happen. Because, you know, the white folks have not included us in this society. So when that black man, when that black man got killed in North Carolina with a police officer gunned him down in his back, that black man wasn't even looked at as a person. They didn't even consider him as a person. People, Michael Vick went to jail for dogfighting, you know, for 3 years. We talk about an NFL quarterback, millionaire, highly paid, record-setting football player, went to prison for dogfighting. Dogfighting. And this man has to be tried again for killing an African-American. See, there's still people out there who don't consider us as people. And this is why we're still going through what we're going through. We're still not considered as people. And this is the problem. So we need to work on our we need to work on ourselves. We need to stop with this marching stuff because it's not going to make a bit of difference to white people. They could care less about you marching. They could care less. And they've shown that. What has changed? What has changed since Dr. Martin Luther King died? Nothing. Nothing. We're still singing, "We Shall Overcome." Still. Singing it backwards, forwards, put a beat to it, you know, scratch it a little bit, you know, and we still. I apologize to my audience. I apologize for that. But we're still singing it and nothing is happening because we're using a wrong approach. If you try to bang a nail in a wood piece of wood without a hammer, it's going to take a long time for you to get that nail down in that wood. And we're using our tools the wrong way. We need to get it together and start doing taking effective measures instead of just marching because they don't care. They look at us on TV. Look at them idiots. You know, just keep them out the street so the traffic can flow. We don't care what they do. Just keep them out the street and keep them out the stores. You can march all you want. Then look what happened. Trump is the president. Donald Trump, misogynist, racist, sexist, you know, just the worst nightmare for this country is now president. And how did he didn't get the president? He didn't buy it. They voted for him. And now all the people who were against him in the beginning are crawling to his feet, going to Trump Tower. Mitt Romney, he played Mitt Romney like a total fool. Mitt Romney is the biggest idiot on the planet right now. Because Mitt Romney was the one who talked about Trump day in and day out, and Trump played him. Trump had no intention of making Mitt Romney the Secretary of State. He played him. He got him to take back everything he said and then kicked him to the curb. Christie, the same thing. So Romney should be ashamed to show his face, Lamont. He should be, because Trump played him, went out to dinner with him and everything, put him on display. That's what Trump did. Trump put him like in the Christmas window at Macy's, put him on display, and kicked him to the curb. Had no intention of making him anything. So this is what we have now. So anyway, we'll be back next week. It's about 2 minutes left to the program. So I thank everybody who pays attention to my nonsense here on the Ron Kelly Show. We got to get it together, people. We got to get it together. We got to stop listening to these so-called black activists who are not doing the right thing by us. You know, I'm going to be interviewed on this. I'm tweeting because I'm a big Twitter person. I'm a big Twitter person. And I like Twitter because I have some Twitter followers. They don't know me. So, but, you know, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be there. That's what they do. Oh, I'm going to be on this show. I'm going to be on that show. So what? So what? All right, so yeah, there's about 90 seconds left of the program, so I thank everybody for listening to the Ron Kelly Show. It's every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com and on gyroscoperadio.com. Sirius soon, and some other things are in the works. I've been at this for a minute, and, you know, God is blessing, and 2017 is going to be a very good year. So I'm very excited about what's going on, and we need to get it together, people. Let's get this thing together. Thank you to the brother. Thank you to the brother from Detroit who listens to the Ron Kelly Show. Brother from Detroit, Michigan. Thank you so much. I'm very encouraged by that. And tell a friend to check this show out because we keep it real. There's some other shows that say they're keeping it real, but the Ron Kelly Show really does. So I want to thank everybody for joining me. Let's make this year count. Happy New Year to everybody. Let's make it count. Let's dig in and let's do the things we need to do to you know, they are going to make America great again. But see, we have to make the black community great again. And how do we do that? By coming together. Stop backbiting, stop sniping, stop hating, and just start getting it together. All right, everybody. So I'm out of here. I got about 10 seconds left. Thank you so much. Catch up with me during the week. Twitter, Facebook, and on Instagram is Radio Man 2. So until next week, everybody, thank you. Take care of yourself and be safe out there.